Books on Tape presents Fight for Your Money by David Bach. Read by Bob Walter. Introduction. Why Fight for Your Money? You hold in your hands a book that could change the way you think about and deal with money from this day forward for the rest of your life. That's a pretty major statement, because virtually everything you do every day of your life has something to do with money. Think about it. What are the odds that you will go the next 24 hours without spending any money? What are the odds that you will go another 5 minutes? And don't think just because you're not taking out your wallet and forking over a few dollars for something that you're not spending. Are the lights on as you read this? Is there a cell phone in your pocket? Do you own or rent a place to live? Are you covered by insurance of any kind? I thought so. Just sitting there, you're spending money. And the unpleasant truth is that though you may not realize it, you are spending too much. Everything you do every day that involves money is a battle. The great truth about money is that in order to keep it and grow it, you have to fight for it. For years, I have said that it doesn't matter what you earn. It is what you keep that determines whether you will be financially free. Yet, each year, our money has become harder and harder to keep. That's because, at every turn, the companies we deal with every day in every aspect of our lives are working as hard as they can to take as much money from us as they can. Whether you realize it or not, we are all engaged in a never-ending battle with giant corporations and economic institutions whose only goal is to separate us from our hard-earned dollars. This is a battle we consumers have been losing because they are better equipped to take our money than we are to keep it. Lose the battle, and you lose the war. Think about it. We live in a world now where even once respectable institutions like banks and brokerage houses, insurance companies and hospitals, no longer seem to have any scruples about how they accomplish the task of separating us from our money. And whether you let them do that will ultimately make a huge difference in the way you live. When you pay just 10% or 20% too much for the products and services you use every day, you will have to work 10 to 20 extra years before you can retire. Or, to put it another way, if you let yourself be overcharged by 10% to 20% for the things you buy, you are, in effect, spending 1 or 2 months a year working without pay for the companies that rip you off. And trust me, until you fight for your money, you will overpay for almost everything you buy. My hope is that this book will change your life by giving you the tools to fight for your money and win. The world has changed financially. I have no idea when you will actually read this book, but as I sit here writing it in October of 2008, the world is going through tremendous financial turmoil. In a single week this month, the U.S. stock market plunged more than 18%, the worst one-week drop in history, while at the same time real estate prices in many cities across America were down 20% or more from their peak in 2005 and 2006. As our government struggles to figure out the details of a trillion-dollar banking bailout and coordinate its efforts with other governments around the world to break the worst credit logjam since the 1930s, ordinary people can't help but worry about what new crisis tomorrow might bring. The fact is, this turmoil has already hit you and me in our homes, in our pocketbooks, and in our bank accounts. Most likely, you have less money today than you did a few years ago. If you're a homeowner, you probably have less equity in your home than you did a few years ago. There's also a real possibility that you not only owe more than you used to, but that you have fewer options for paying off that debt than ever before in your life. It is also possible that your income from your job or business is less secure than it has been in years, maybe in decades. No wonder the Conference Board reported in October 2008 that consumer confidence had fallen to its lowest level since they first started measuring it in 1967. The point of all this is not to depress you, but simply to be real about what is happening. And whether we like it or not, it is happening. A war for your money is raging. With easy money no longer so easy, companies are struggling to remain profitable and continue to grow. The challenges they face are immense. At a time when everyone is stressed financially and has zero confidence, they can't just raise prices. Instead, they've got to be creative. They've got to figure out how to get more money out of you and me without our realizing it. In an effort to solve this problem, companies have spent billions and billions of dollars developing ways to sneak money from us. The techniques they've come up with include hidden fees, obscure rules, misleading come-ons, and occasionally outright fraud. Some people call this unfair. Others call it infuriating. I call it a war. Who am I to help you fight back? For the better part of two decades now, I have devoted myself to helping people live better by being smarter about their money. This book is the 10th one I've published in the last 10 years. The previous 9 were all focused on how to live and finish rich. You may have read one or more of them. There are currently upward of 7 million of my Finish Rich books in print worldwide. Most people know me for my take action advice about money. Because I tell it like it is and make it simple and doable, millions of people have used my books to change their lives completely. If you are one of those whom I've helped, thank you for giving me the opportunity to inspire you again. If this is our first time together, then let me say welcome and thank you for inviting me to be your financial coach. My life is completely dedicated to the mission of helping people live a great life, a life of meaning and hope. I have spent so much time and energy teaching millions of people how to be smarter with their money for one simple reason. I believe with all my heart that acting positively to get your financial life together is the best and fastest way to achieve the great life you want and deserve. Fix your money problems, and it will be so much easier to live your life more powerfully and purposefully. Financial knowledge is power. For us as consumers, this age of global economic uncertainty is especially challenging. In order to survive in these tough times, the companies that sell us goods and services have launched a new war for our wealth. The battle to separate us from our hard-earned money has been going on for a long time, but now it's been kicked up to an entirely new level, with companies becoming trickier and more ruthless than ever. Not just nickel and diming, but nickel and dollaring us to death. What this means is that you have to be smarter with your money and take your finances more seriously than ever before. Financial ignorance is now a luxury none of us can afford. And I'm not just talking about getting a better handle on the stock market or the housing market. I'm talking about being smarter about how you spend money every single day on every single product and service you use. Companies need your money, but you need it more. Never before have corporations been so successful at taking us financially without our really realizing it. Here's what I mean. You take your credit card company up on its invitation to skip a payment without penalty, not realizing they will still hit you with a finance charge for the unpaid balance. You sign up for basic local phone service at $13 a month, not realizing that a laundry list of fees, for things they never told you about or bother to explain, will inflate your actual monthly bill to nearly twice what they promised. You buy an extended warranty for a new appliance, not realizing there's virtually no chance you'll ever use it enough to justify the cost. You agree to pay an extra $12 a day for insurance on your rental car, not realizing that you're already covered by your credit card company. You say, sure, to the nice sales clerk at the department store who urges you to save 10% right now on the clothing you're buying by signing up for a store credit card, not realizing that they charge 29%.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?